Hi there, you're listening to Ambu from Gospel Talk, and it's the coming up to the end of August in Sydney, Australia here, and it's starting a little bit to feel like spring. It's been a bit cold the last few weeks, and I'm just enjoying the warm weather here for the next couple of days because I believe it's going to go a little windy for us again. So thank you for joining me. I have been fasting and praying and organizing new content, which I'll be putting up in September, so I'm very happy about that. For everyone that's been so patient and so kind and compassionate in their support, I'm so very grateful to you. And yes, it's happening. So bear with me while it all comes together. And good things take time sometimes. So as I was praying this evening, I was thinking about life's purpose, and we all do have a purpose, and we can have large purposes, and then we can have mini goals in between, or we have three or four. So, for example, my purpose is to evangelize the word, get it out as much as possible for you guys, and that's super important. One of my purposes is to be a parent, and I feel honored for that, and a grandparent, deeply honored. And a couple of other purposes in regard to my creativity, which I feel deeply blessed. So there, we do have purpose, and then there are sort of parts of our purpose that line up to bring it up to the bigger purpose. And I was thinking back, I was doing some sort of self-reflection years ago. That must have been at least, probably 15 years ago, at least 15 years ago. And I was working out, what am I here for? And I remember that one of the main goals was happiness at the time. So I prayed to God about that tonight because, my main purpose here on this earth is to evangelize the word, use my voice to do so, and I feel deeply honored that God has given me these gifts to do that. And and I was thinking happiness, but that relates to joy as well. So I pray that I continue to follow these purposes for you, to encourage you to follow your purpose, to find Jesus Christ, number one, as your Lord and Savior, and to be baptized in His name, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe to do both. I know some will say do one or the other, but from reading scripture, I believe it's best to be baptized in Jesus' name, holy and solely, and also to be baptized in the Trinity, because both are there in the New Testament. And I'm happy to have a chat with you guys about that. Look, I know that, again, we all have our own opinions, and at the end of the day, I don't think when we get up, to our Lord, if we have done what we believe was faithful in the New Testament, either way or both, I think that it's going to be okay as long as we've been baptized. But please, I mean, for in my I think my take on it is it's definitely to do both. So there you have it. That's one thing about purpose and me evangelizing. Please take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Say it out loud and be baptized. And some will speak in tongues, some won't. I don't think that's going to be make or break, but I do believe that you do need to be baptized. I don't know if I've ever really discussed that before, but it's very, very important. So on to the topic of beauty. I was just praying about it, and I felt that the Lord was calling me to discuss beauty. It's been on my heart. I was bullied a few years back, and I was called terrible names by people. And I'd never really even thought about what I look like. I mean, I was grateful for, being healthy at the time body, and you know, I always groomed myself and looked after myself and felt happy within myself, and my body image was great. But then when I was starting to get torn down by some people that are not the nicest people, that not in the best, I'll say not in the best space, and mud sticks sometimes, and I feel sometimes even now when I look in the mirror, I was saying this to Helena Hart the other day, that sometimes when I look in the mirror, I still hear their voices, and it's strange. I mean, prayer, I've been praying about it and asking the Lord to weed those words out, because I know that He knows that I'm beautiful. I know that I am good enough as I am. And I know we all have seasons. I know that we can't be physically beautiful forever. Some people are never going to be. Some people are like, you know, Amazons. But I think that the main beauty that we need to be looking at is from the Spirit, and, you know, the way that we interact with one another and connect with one another. I remember my grandmother, she had wrinkles everywhere and sunspots on her hands, and I thought they were the most glamorous things. And I used to think, I can't wait to look like her. And the reason being, the older she got, the more beautiful she became to me as a child. And children are innocent, and, you know, Christ says about children. So I saw her through a child's eyes of being the most beautiful woman. So I myself relaying those words back, saying, look at you, you know, listen to how you think about your grandmother, or listen to how you would want to speak to your children and want them to know how beautiful they are. When we've been hurt like that, it's just weak devil sort of trying to knock us off, you know, our solid ground, and he can't. So I've had James 4:7 written up, and I'll read it. I've got it written up in chalk. Submit ourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. So if anything comes up, any seeds of doubt, any old words that someone said that you know that aren't true, but somewhere they're still sitting down there, remember, resist the devil and submit yourselves then to God. Submit yourselves to God first, and then the devil, he'll flee. You'll be able to resist him, because he can't be there when we are honoring our Lord. I've just joined the gospel choir at my local church, and it's always been a dream to have even been able to find one in Sydney. So to be a part of one has been a desire in my heart that's come to fruition. So I've been busy practicing for that, which is amazing. So that, you know, these kinds of things are beauty, and we're sharing our love of Christ to people that may be the first time they've come into a church, and they hear these beautiful songs and they're touched and they find Christ. That's beautiful. Mother Teresa, what she was doing, she was beautiful. She thought she was ugly. She thought she couldn't get married when she was young because she was ugly. So she took her way to India thinking, oh, well, I'll be a missionary because no one will ever have me. Oh, my goodness. How beautiful is she? Was she? What did she do? Her beauty radiated out of her heart to children and around the world, and the quotes that she's spoken of are still here today. That's true beauty. And I have 1 Samuel 16:7 here too. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Amen. And I have to say, I am in full agreement with that. And I believe that when we see people in this way, we feel that radiating from our hearts. We feel the beauty and the love coming out of our hearts. And that, you know, people pick up on, and that's what's where the happiness and joy comes in. People will get to experience that. So I hope this is encouraging to you, that you are beautiful as you are. Whatever state you're in, as Paul said, or Peter as well, whatever state we're in, it doesn't matter. Focus on Christ. Keep that joy and peace within your heart. Don't look at the outward appearance of people. Yes, we need to honor what is good, and God has made some amazing looking people, but we know that's going to fade in time. What's true is what's in a person's heart. So look at the heart of a person. That's where true beauty resides. And if you see someone and from their heart is really dark, of course you set a boundary. Doesn't mean you can't pray for them either. Keep praying for them. They do have choice whether they accept those prayers or not. In their own lives, if God is trying to soften their heart, they still have a choice too, remember? So God is on our side. God is on their side. Just let him do the work. If it gets too heavy, if there is no beauty radiating from that person's heart, protect yourself. Put a hedge of protection around you and the blood of Christ over you. I'll pray for that for you now. And remember, there is something beautiful in them, but sometimes it's not safe. You just keep that boundary and let God do the work. If it happens, and miracles do happen, I've seen them, and fantastic. If not, just keep praying and move forward in your life. Keep walking forward. You can start from now and move forward. Don't worry about the past. If you've given your life to Jesus, keep moving forward. You've got a new page with him. He loves you. On that note, I'm happy to be back. Love you so much, but you know that he loves you more. And I'll catch you next time. Ciao.